This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado has seen a clear uptick this month in the rate of positive COVID-19 tests. Here's CPR's John Daly.
In mid-October, Colorado's seven-day positivity rate was about 5%. Now it's up to nearly 9% of COVID tests that are coming back positive. That information comes with a big caveat. It doesn't include most rapid home tests. The data from wastewater surveillance of the virus is mixed. Some utilities, including some large ones, are showing elevated numbers, but many others are not. A recent state modeling report gave an uncertain outlook for the coming months, depending on variants and how many people got Omicron boosters. So far, most Coloradans haven't. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coloradans are getting texts and email reminders from the state health department about that Omicron COVID-19 booster. The reminders are going to people whose records in a state immunization system show they may be due for the booster. Colorado Springs City Council is debating whether to annex 3,200 acres south of the city near Fountain. If it's approved, it could become the site of some 9,500 homes. Randy Rocha of Colorado Springs says that new housing could allow some Fort Carson troops to move off base.
It allows them for deployments for families to stay in tighter communities and stick around during that process, maybe even retire here.
Most people at a recent meeting spoke in opposition to the project, citing concerns about water and traffic. They'll take up the topic again at Colorado Springs City Council and Planning Commission meetings. Parents at 10 Denver schools are unhappy with the news that their children's schools are recommended for closure. The district says it's because of declining enrollment. Parents worry most about what closures mean for their children after 2 years of pandemic disruptions.
He was so hurt. He cried about it. He was like, now I have friends, the teachers that I know and the parents know me.
We'll see how it's going for families at one of those schools that could close a little later in this hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.